That house has kind of a history that really needs researching. I was told when I came here that around 1890 and 1900, these leftover abolitionists came there to that house, and they were here helping to educate the slaves. But then after that, I know there was now a professor there who came down from up north in Massachusetts, Maine, and the lady was also a professor at Howard University and at Miners Teachers College. The next house is the Chase House. That's a very famous one. The Chase family, Mrs. Chase, the original Chase who moved there, was from Leesburg, Virginia. And one night they were fighting a Civil War battle there. And she heard that the plantation owner had been killed. So she immediately went to the barn. Oh, she got her mother. Her mother was a slave there also. So she got her mother, and she went to the barn and found a buggy and a horse and loaded them up. And she tells us, they rode all night long. And when they got here the next morning, when they woke up the next morning, hoping they were going to Washington, they ended up in Washington. So that's where they live. But anyway, Mr. Chase, his wife, her husband, was also a runaway slave from Annapolis, Maryland. He came here unable to read and write. He learned to read and write and went on to become a lawyer. So his wife was from Leesburg. He was from Annapolis as a friend of Frederick Douglass. They remain, his wife, all of them remain close friends to their death. And those papers, there were letters that Douglass exchanged between Chase and the lady, the daughter-in-law was the last one to live there. Granddaughter-in-law or something. But anyway, she moved to Virginia. She carried those letters. And no one knows what happened to the letters between Chase and Frederick Douglass. I don't know the exact year she got in there. Whites were living here in 1890. The first black didn't get in to the Dry Park until about 1890, and I think it was over on that side of 4th Street. Blacks didn't really get in here until maybe after 1910, 1915, in numbers.